Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sukkah Daf Tes, and we got to the end of Daf Ches Amud Bey, so we're going to start with a Mishnah on top of Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, sponsored by Chani and J.J. Hornblass to commemorate the third yahrzeit of J.J.'s father, Jerome Hornblass, Yaakov ben Moshe, Zichrono Levracha, which yahrzeit is today. It's sponsored by Rabbi Meir Bruckheimer in honor of completing Maseches Yoma and commencing Maseches Sukkah. Mazel tov to Rabbi Bruckheimer. It's sponsored L'Zchus Refuah Shleima for Bela Bas Rezel. We wish her Refuah Shleima B'toch Shar Kol Yisrael. And it's sponsored in memory of Mr. Robert Enten, Ruvein Michal Ben Yitzchak, Olav HaShalom, whose 16th yahrzeit is today. And the Neshama Shadam and Aliyah, we thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So today, we are going to focus primarily on two topics. The first topic, which is going to be covered on Amud Aleph, is all about a sukkah yeshana, which is basically an old sukkah, a sukkah that's put up well in advance of Yontif. We're going to talk about the criteria for putting up a sukkah, when you need to do it, what kavanas you need to have when you're putting up a sukkah, etc., etc. Then if you're allowed to put up a sukkah on Chol HaMoed, or if the sukkah has to be put up before Yontif, so we're going to segue from putting up the sukkah too early to potentially putting up the sukkah too late. That discussion is going to take all of Amud Aleph. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to talk about somebody who makes a sukkah underneath a tree and whether making the sukkah underneath a tree is necessarily going to passel the sukkah. Does it depend on what type of tree it is, whether you cut the branches off, how thick the branches are? Then we're going to talk about, toward the end of Amud Beis, what if a person builds a double-decker sukkah? So if a person builds a two-story sukkah, so he has a sukkah literally on top of a sukkah, are any of them kosher? So the Gemara is going to say, answer is, it depends. Sometimes they're both kosher, sometimes they're both pasul, sometimes the top one is good but the bottom one isn't, sometimes the bottom one is good but the top one isn't. We'll explain all of this in the Gemara. So, says the Mishnah on top of Tes Amud Aleph, so sukkah yeshana. So if you have an old sukkah, so what does it mean, an old sukkah? So Rashi explains, Sha'asa kodem l'chag shloshem yom v'lo perish l'shem chag, that you made it more than 30 days outside of Yontif, you made it more than 30 days before Yontif, and when you built the sukkah, you did not specify that you were making it l'shem sukkah. So Beis Shammai postlin, so Beis Shammai says that a sukkah like this is going to be pasul. Why? Because Beis Shammai says, explains Rashi, that we need the sukkah to be made lishma, and this sukkah, because it was made so far in advance of Yontif, more than 30 days from the beginning of Yontif, we assume that if you didn't specify the kavana that you were making it lishem sukkah, you were stam, not making it, you were making it stam, you were not making it lishem the chag. However, says Rashi, if you made it within 30 days of Yontif, then even if you didn't have any specific kavana to make it l'shem sukkah, we assume that stam kavana of a person, if he's doing something within 30 days of Yontif, stam kavana is that he's doing it for Yontif. Why? Because explains Rashi that sholin bilchas achag kodem l'chag shloshim yom, and therefore stam kavana, if a person is making it within 30 days of Yontif, he already has Yontif on his mind, because we darshan hilchas achag shloshim yom kodem hachag. So it's interesting that we say this, because we know that there is definitely halacha of darshan bilchas pesach shloshim yom kodem achag, and there's a little bit of a debate whether that same halacha applies to the other yomim tovim, whether it applies to Sukkot and Shavuos as well. So from here, from Rashi, it's apparent that that halacha at a minimum also applies to Sukkot, because over here we say that shorlam adarshan bilchas achag shloshim yom kodem achag, and that's why stam kavana within 30 days of Yontif is l'shem Yontif. There still is a further machlokas whether that halacha also applies to Shavuos. So it could be that it applies only to Pesach and to Sukkot, because certainly Pesach, that's where the base is, that's where the makar of this halacha is. Sukkot also, there's a lot of halachas. There's a lot of halachas l'gabei sukkah, there's a lot of halachas l'gabei dal and minim. It's a very complicated Yontif. There are many mitzvahs to perform. Shavuos, where it's only a two-day Yontif here, one-day Yontif in Eretz Yisrael, really no mitzvah sayom. Why would you need 30 days before Yontif to be Doresh? All right, so let's leave that aside. There was a machlokas about that. But over here, so far we have the shita of Beis Shammai, who says that you require a sukkah lishma, and if you're building a sukkah stam within 30 days of Yontif mistama, you have kavana l'shem sukkah. Whereas if you're building it before Yontif, it's not going to be kosher, because if you built it mistama, then it's not going to have been l'shem sukkah. Says the Gemara, u'beis Hillel machshirin. However, Beis Hillel says it's going to be kosher, because Beis Hillel says that you don't need a sukkah l'shem hachag. That all you need is a sukkah l'shem tzel, but you don't need a sukkah l'shem hachag. So says Tosfos, a very important Tosfos over here, top Tosfos, sukkah yeshana Beis Hillel machshirin. So even though Beis Hillel says that a sukkah yeshana, a sukkah which is put up more than 30 days before Yontav, is going to be kosher, because you don't need the sukkah to be built l'shem chag, still, Yerushalmi tani, tzarech lechadesh ba davar, that you do have to be mechadesh something. So even if you put up the sukkah, let's say 6 months in advance of Yontav, is going to be fine, because you don't have to put it up l'shem sukkahs. You have to do something before sukkahs in order to demonstrate that you actually now have in mind that you want to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah with this sukkah. What does it mean, tzarech lechadesh ba davar? Chavraya Amrin, so quotes from the Yerushalmi tefach, that you have to lift up a tefach's worth of schach. Rav Yossi Amar Kol Shehu. Rav Yossi says, no, you don't have to lift up a full tefach of schach, you just have to move a kol shehu of schach. Umandi Amar Kol Shehu Vashatei Al Pnei Kula. But even the Mandi Amar who says it's kol shehu, you have to lift up, let's say one, remember when they used to have the schach, not the mats, but the old bamboo sticks, so you wouldn't have to lift up a whole tefach's width, but you would have to lift up one, at least, bamboo stick that runs the entire width of the sukkah, to make sure that you're at least moving something. Ubasar hachi ika hasam matzah yeshana, plug to the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and then in the Rishalmi it also talks about matzah yeshana, matzah which is baked way earlier than Yontif. And Amarabi divrei akol hu mechavein shelo asal l'shem pesach, davar bariyu shelo diktek ba. Ay, whatever. So Toso says that there's also halacha by matzah yeshana, and by matzah yeshana it could be that the same machlokas doesn't apply, because everybody would agree that if you're baking matzah, hope that's not true nowadays, because I think they start baking matzah at Hanukkah time. But let's say, whatever, in the old days when they didn't used to bake matzah at Hanukkah time, so if you were baking matzah way in advance of Pesach, mistami, you weren't having in mind, you know, kavana l'shem matzah, and also being medaktik about the 18 minutes and everything, so fine. So there's a separate machlokas by matzah, but a very important qualification here to the shita of Beis Hillel, brought down by Tosfos, is that even though Beis Hillel says that you don't need a sukkah l'shma, so you don't have to have built it within 30 days of Yontif, you do have to make an improvement to the sukkah immediately before Yontif. You do have to lift up some amount of schach immediately before Yontif. Okay, says the Mishnah Vayter, Vezu sukkah yeshana, and what is a sukkah yeshana? Kol shasa kodem l'chag, shloshem yom. So Rashi already buried the lead. Rashi already told us that a sukkah yeshana is any sukkah which is made more than 30 days prior to the beginning of Yontif. Aval im asa l'shem chag, afilo mitchilas hashana, kshera. However, if you made it l'shem chag, even from the beginning of the year, it is going to be kosher. So in other words, even if, what does it mean by the beginning of the year? So in other words, even if you built the sukkah, let's say you built the sukkah in Cheshvan, so you're already 11 months before the next sukkahs, it's still going to be fine, so long as you had kavana when you were building the sukkah, l'shem hachag. And Tosfos over here says an interesting thing. He says, "Afilu second Tosfos vim also l'shem chag kosher. Afilu lebeis Hillel nafkamina she'ein sarech lechadesh badavar." Ah, so in other words, even according to Beis Hillel, there's going to be a nafkamina. So what Tosfos is implicitly bothered by is if Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have a machlokes whether you have to make the sukkah l'shem chag. Beis Shammai says yes. Beis Hillel says no, and that's why Beis Shammai is going to pasul a sukkah yeshana. And we said, what is a sukkah yeshana? More than 30 days before the Yontif. But if you made it even more than 30 days before Yontif, l'shem achag, then it's going to be fine. Tosfos says, why are we darshaning now the shita of Beis Shammai? It's Beis Shammai who says that you need to make the sukkah l'shem chag. We don't paskin like Beis Shammai. We paskin like Beis Hillel. So why is the Mishnah telling us how the sukkah could be kosher even according to Beis Shammai if it's made l'shem hachag? Says Tosfos, there's a nafkamina according to Beis Hillel. Because what did Tosfos just tell us in the top Tosfos? That even though Beis Hillel says that it doesn't have to be made l'shem hachag, still tzarech l'chadesh ba'davar. You still have to be mechadesh something. So the nafkamina is, if you had a kavana when you were building the sukkah that it was l'shem chag, then you don't have to be mechadesh anything because your initial kavana already showed that it was l'shem Yontif. And then Tosfos says, anyway, we wouldn't really worry about an implied question of why are we darshaning the Shita Beis Shammai, because the Gemara is only bothered, why are we darshaning the Shita Beis Shammai? Tamid Beis Shammai Yasa Ashlinan. That is only said when you have different Amoraim trying to figure out what exactly Beis Shammai said. But if in the Mishnah you actually have Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel arguing, it's okay for the Mishnah to try to explain what the Shita of Beis Shammai is. Okay, that concludes the Mishnah. Again, fundamental machlokas. Do you require sukkah l'shem chag? Beis Shammai says yes, Beis Hillel says no. That's going to chapa nafkamina when you can build the sukkah. Does it have to be built within 30 days? Can it be built even more than 30 days before Yontif? Now you can override the problem of building it too early by having kavana, because if you have kavana, then it shows that it was definitely l'shem chag. Says the Gemara now, what's the reason for the machlokas? My time at the Beis Shammai. What is the reason for the Shita of Beis Shammai? Amar Kra, Chag HaSukkos, Shivas Yamim LaShem, Sukkah HaYasuya L'Shem Chag Ba'inan, that you need a sukkah which is made L'Shem the Yontif. Ubeis Hillel, Ubeis Hillel, when it says Chag HaSukkos, Shivas Yamim LaShem, Hahu Miboy Leilich Rav Sheshes, that just teaches me the Halacha of Rav Sheshes. Dema Rav Sheshes, Mishrum Rabbi Akiva, Minayin La'atzei Sukkah Shasurin Kol Shiva. How do we know that the Atzei HaSukkah, the wood of the sukkah, is aser b'hana for all 7 days of Yontif? Tamalomar chagasukos shivas yamim l'Hashem, because it says chagasukos shivas yamim l'Hashem, and from there I learn that the sukkah is going to be aser b'hana for all 7 days. Now there is a din in the Rishonim. What type of hana is going to be aser? In other words, is it aser only to take some of the wood of the sukkah and actually to use it? Let's say to use it to support something else, or to use it for firewood, or use it for some other purpose? Or is it even going to be aser to lean on the atzei sukkah? Because is that considered to be a hana as well? So that's a dion in the Rishonim. There's also a nafkamina of what happens if a person is going to sit in the sukkah when it's raining. Because if a person sits in the sukkah when it's raining, so he's not yotze the mitzvah of sukkah. The Ramah says he's called a hedyot because he's stam an idiot, because the rain is falling down from the sukkah, so he's not yotze anyway. So what's he doing? The problem, though, is the sukkah is providing a little bit of shelter from the rain. So if it's asur to have hana from the atzei sukkah, are you allowed to sit in the sukkah at a time when there is no kiyum mitzvah for sitting in the sukkah? So if it's stam asur to have hana in the sukkah, maybe it's asur to sit in the sukkah when it's raining, because you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, and it's actually protecting you a little bit from the rain. Whereas if when we say hana, we're talking about physical use of the sukkah, you're not physically using the sukkah, you're still benefiting from sitting inside the sukkah. So there is a machlokas about that. And there also is a further machlokas about when we say that you're not allowed to have hana from the atzei sukkah. What atzei sukkah are we talking about? Are we talking about the schach, or are we also talking about the defanos? Because al shem aschach kore sukkah, so there is a machlokas Rishonim whether we're talking about the schach or whether we're talking about the defanos. But either way, Beis Hillel will learn out the isser hana from the sukkah, from being mishtamesh with the atzei sukkah kol shiva, from that pasuk that Beis Shammai used to teach us the halacha of needing a sukkah lishma. Betanya, back in the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Kashem Shechal Shem Shemayim al Chagiga, just like the Shem Shemayim is chal on the Chagiga. And Rashi says, what does it mean the Shem Shemayim is chal on the Chagiga? We're talking about the Shalmei Chagiga, and the Shem Shemayim is chal aleihem to aser them until after the Aktara Seimurim, because they are Mishulchan Gavoa. It's like Eved Anotel Pras, says Rashi. In other words, when you have Kachim, you're not allowed to eat Kachim until the service of the Karbonos is completed. So just like the Shem Shemayim, a Kachim status is Chal on the Chagiga, Kach Chal Shem Shemayim ala Sukkah, so too the Shem Shemayim is Chal on the Sukkah. And in a sense, it's like Hektish, it's quasi-Hektish, and therefore, it's going to be asur ba'ana if it's not for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah. Shenemar chag hasukkah shivas yamim la'ashem. So what does it mean, chag hasukkah shivas yamim la'ashem? Ma chag la'ashem, af sukkah la'ashem. Just like the chag, just like the chagiga is kachim, so too sukkah has a little bit of a din of kachim. So says the Gemara, but Uvei Shammai Nami Boy Leila Hachi, but Uvei Shammai also should need the Pasuk of Chag HaSukkos LaHashem to teach me that the Sukkah is Asur Bahana when I'm not performing the mitzvah. So how does he learn out from that Pasuk that the Sukkah has to be built L'Shem HaChag? Says the Gemara, Enechinami, no, you're right. So from that Pasuk, he learns that the Sukkah is going to be Asur for Kol Shiva. So what's the reason for Beis Shammai that you need a Sukkah L'Shem HaChag? So says the Gemara, Ksiv Kra Achrina, because there is another Pasuk. Chag Asukos Taase Lecha Shivas Yamim. So Sukkah Asuya L'Shem Chag Ba'inan. So from here we learn that you need the Sukkah to be built L'Shem Chag. Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel says, no, that doesn't teach us that you need to build a Sukkah L'Shem Chag. When it says Chag Asukos Taase Lecha, Ha'umi Boile La'osin Sukkah B'cholo Shel Moed, that it comes to teach me about somebody who builds a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. So in other words, it says Chag HaSukkos Taase Lecha Shivas Yamim, that even on Chag HaSukkos, you're allowed to build a sukkah. So even on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to build the sukkah because it says Chag HaSukkos Taase Lecha Shivas Yamim. However, Uvei Shammai, Sfir Luk Rabbi Eliezer, Damar Ein Osen Sukkah B'Chol HaShamoed. Uvei Shammai will say that you are not allowed to build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Why aren't you allowed to build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed? So the reason is not because of an Isser Malacha. It's not because of an Isser Muktzah or something like that. It's because you have to eat all of your Seudos in the sukkah. The sukkah has to be a sukkah haroi l'kol shiva. It has to be a sukkah which is roi for you to eat all of your meals, the 14 meals that you have to eat, 2 meals on each day of Yontif, in the sukkah. And once you're building the sukkah on Chol HaMoed, it turns out that it's not a sukkah haroi l'kol shiva. It's not a sukkah in which you can eat all of your meals because you already missed the first 2 days of the first day, the first day of Yontif. So, therefore, it's not going to be a sukkah that you is roi to eat all of your sudas in. Therefore, says Beis Shammai, you missed the boat. If you're waiting until Chol HaMoed, you missed the boat. So Beis Hillel, leslu the Rav Yehuda Amarav, and Beis Hillel doesn't hold from this halacha of Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav, asa min uvasa asa min akutzin umenanimin umenagardim psula. So now we're switching topics. We're talking about tzitzis. So if you make tzitzis from a thorn-like thread, or if you make tzitzis from embroidery thread, which is already hanging off some other clothing, uminagradin, or if you make it from fringes, then it's going to be psula. Minasisin kshera. However, if you make it from certain balls of string, then it's going to be kosher. So if you make the tzitzis from the balls of weaving thread, it's going to be kosher. Why? Because the pudding of the tzitzis on the beged is lishma. Why is it mutter to use the ball of weaving thread? Because says Beis Hillel that you don't need the weaving of the strings of the tzitzis to be lishma. The only thing you need to be lishma is the putting the tzitzis on the beged. And because you're having a lishma when you're putting the tzitzis on the beged, then that is going to be enough in order for you to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. And Rashi points out that the problem with using these like little threads which are already sticking out of your beged, the problem is that we're talking about using like the bed. We're not talking about like tzitzis like we have, where it's a separate beged, which is tzitzis. We're talking about, let's say, the old style where they would put, in the time of the Gemara, where they would just wear a beged of dalak kanfos that was one of their articles of clothing, and they would put tzitzis on that beged. So what the Gemara is saying is that if there were strings sticking out of that beged, and you're using those strings, l'shem tzitzis, that's not going to be good. Why? Because the strings weren't put there, l'shem mitzvah. The strings are stam sticking out of the side of the beged, so that's going to be a problem. If, however, you use a ball of weaving string, and you then stick the strings on the corners of the beged, that's going to be fine, says Rashi, because you have kavana when you are putting the strings onto the beged, even though you didn't have kavana when you were weaving the strings. That is going to be that is going to be enough, because you don't need the weaving to be lishma, you only need the putting on the beged to be lishma. So if you're going to use strings which are previously existing on the beged, that's a problem, because there's no sima lishma. But if you're going to put the strings on the beged, then that's going to be okay, because that is a sima lishma. So kamrita kamei lishmuel, when they said this before Shmuel, Amar li, af minasisim nami psula, that even if you use the ball of the weaving thread, that is going to be puzzle. Why? The be'inan tfiya lishma, because Shmuel says that not only do you need the putting the strings on the bega to be lishma, so too you need even the weaving to be lishma. So that's the halacha that we have by tzitzis. There is a machlokas whether you need the tefiyah lishma or whether you need just the sima lishma. So Beis Hillel will hold like the Mount Emor, who says that you just need the sima lishma. Okay, so hachanami niboy sukkah hasuya lishma. But if you hold that putting the thread on the tzitzis has to be lishma, then why doesn't he hold that building the sukkah, which is fabricating the chefza shal mitzvah, also has to be lishma? Sukkah is a chefza shal mitzvah. Tzitzis is a chafzah shal mitzvah. If you have to have kavana, if you have to have lishma when you're putting the tzitzis together, why don't you have to have kavana when you're putting the sukkah together? So says the Gemara, Shani Yosam, the Amar Kra, Gedilim Ta'ase Lecha. Because it says, Gedilim Ta'ase Lecha, you have to make tzitzis for yourself. Lecha L'shem Chovcha. So you have to have kavana when you're making the tzitzis, that it's L'shem fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis, that it's L'shem Chiev. Says the Gemara, that Achanami, Chagasukos tase lecha, lecha l'shem chovcha. So if you're going to darshan from the word lecha, so the word lecha is also written by Chagasukos, by Yasiya Sukkah. So just like the lecha by Yasiya Tzitzis tells me that I have to make the tzitzis lishma, so too the lecha by Yasiya Sukkah should tell me that I have to make the sukkah lishma. So says the Gemara, Aumi boy le lemute gzula. No, that comes to exclude a sukkah gzula. So hasam nami mi boy le lemute gzula. But over there, by tzitzis, we also should be memayet gzula. So how come over here by sukkah you're telling me that lecha means, it doesn't mean lishma, it means that I'm not allowed to use a stolen sukkah. So by tzitzis also, lecha shouldn't mean lishma, it should mean that I'm not able to fulfill the mitzvah by wearing a stolen pair of tzitzis. Says the Gemara, hasam ksiv krachriniv asu lahem mishelahem. Ah, no, by sukkah, by tzitzis rather, it says viasu lahem. So I already darshan lahem, misha lahem, I already have a drasha and a pasuk that I cannot be yotze the mitzvah, I cannot fulfill the mitzvah with stolen tzitzis. Therefore, when the pasuk says, gdilem tasa lecha, I am going to learn out that I have to make the tzitzis lishma. By sukkah, where there is no drasha of lahem, misha lahem, there is no way that I already previously know that I'm not allowed to fulfill the mitzvah with a stolen sukkah. When it says, chagasukos tasa lecha, it doesn't teach me a din of lishma according to Beis Hillel. What it teaches me is a din that I'm not allowed to fulfill the mitzvah by sitting in a stolen sukkah. So there is a, so it happens to be that both by sukkah and tzitzis, there's a hechsher mitzvah haksuva bikra that the pasuk not only speaks about fulfilling the mitzvah, the pasuk speaks about preparing the mitzvah in order to fulfill it as well. It talks about building a sukkah, it talks about making tzitzis, and according to the Netziv, he has a famous shita that there were separate halachos, there were different halachos when there's a hechsher mitzvah haksuva bikra. So for example, is there a din of mitzvah bo yoser mi bishlucho? Because it's a hechsher mitzvah haksuva bikra. In the Yerushalmi, there's a daya that you mamish have to make a bracha on the mitzvah of asiyas hasukkah, because making a sukkah, chagasukos tase lecha, is an extra mitzvah, ksuva bakra, and therefore, it says in the Yerushalmi, could be you have to make a bracha when you make a sukkah. The Bavli says that you don't have to make a bracha, but rather when you make a shachianu on the first night of sukkahs, when we sit in a sukkah, shachianu goes not only on the yeshiva besukkah, it also goes on the asiyas hasukkah. But there is this special kavana that you have to have, because the pasuk actually tells us not only fulfill the mitzvah. Like, for example, by shofar, the pasuk doesn't say you have to make a shofar out of a ram's horn, so that on Rosh Hashanah, you could blow it. On sukkahs, there's a mitzvah not only to sit in the sukkah, but there's also a mitzvah to make a sukkah. So hechsher mitzvah, ksuva bikra, may have other nafkaminas. Tosfos says that why do we need a drasha of Chag HaSukkos Tasa Lecha? And Beis Hillel, again, Beis Shammai will learn that you need it Lishma, but we don't paskin like Beis Shammai. So Beis Hillel will say that it teaches us that you can't fulfill the mitzvah with a stolen sukkah. Why don't we just say that if you fill the mitzvah with a stolen sukkah, it's a mitzvah haba ba'aveira, and any mitzvah haba ba'aveira is not a fulfillment of the mitzvah. So why do I need a special miyut in the pasuk, a special drusha in the pasuk, that I'm not allowed to fulfill the mitzvah with a stolen sukkah? So it's so simple, because if I didn't have the drusha in the pasuk, so stam, the fact that I fulfill the mitzvah through an aveira, so if it's a mitzvah above aveira, so it would be an iser midrabanan. So however, if the pasuk says Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh Lecha, and then I fulfill the mitzvah with a stolen sukkah, then that is already a daraisa level. That is an iser mi daraisa. Okay. Good, so that concludes this discussion in the Gemara. Fundamental machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, do we require kavana l'shem chag? Do we not? Beis Shammai says yes, Beis Hillel says no. Nafkamina, how early can you build the sukkah? Do you have to have in mind l'shem sukkah when you're building the sukkah? Great, now we flip to Tess Amud Beis, and now we change the topic of conversation. Says the Mishnah, Osa sukkoso tachase ilan. If a person builds a sukkah, if a person places a sukkah underneath a tree, kiilu asa betocha bayis. It's as if he puts it inside a house, and that's obviously going to be problematic. Sukkah al gabe sukkah, if you have one sukkah on top of another, so you have a double-decker or a two-story sukkah, hel yonak sheira, v'atachtona psula, so the top one is going to be kosher, the bottom one is going to be vassal, because the bottom one is, there's something interposing between the schach and the sky. You can't see anything, so that's going to be a problem. Rav Yehuda amar main diur and bel yonak atachtona sheira. Rav Yehuda says, nah, not so fast, it's not an absolute halacha. If nobody is living in the upper sukkah, then the lower sukkah may be kosher. So says the Gemara, when it said in the Mishnah that if you build the sukkah underneath a tree, it's going to be puzzle because it's as if you're building it inside a house. Amarava lo shanu elabi ilan shetzilso meruba mechamso. Mechamoso, that's only by a tree where it gives more shade than allows sunlight through. Aval chamaso meruba mitzilso, but if it's a tree that allows more sunlight through than shade, ksheira, then it's going to be kosher. Says the Gemara, mimai, how do we know this? Midiktani ki ilu asa betoch habayis, because it says that it's as if you built it inside the house. So lamali lemisni kilu asa betoch habayis, why do you say that if I put a sukkah underneath a tree, it's as if I built it in a house? Just speak directly. If I put a sukkah under a tree, it's puzzle. Why are you telling me it's as if I put a sukkah in the house? Lisnei psula, ella hakamash malan, the ilan dama debayis. That the only time it's going to be puzzle is if the tree that the sukkah is under is like a house. In what respect? Ma bayis tzilso meruba mechamaso. Just like the thing with a house, if it has a roof, and if the roof is functioning, then it's more shady than sunny. Af ilan tzilso meruba mechamaso. So also by a tree, the only time it's going to be puzzle if you put the sukkah underneath the tree is if tzulsa meruba mechamaso, is if the tree throws off more shade than sunlight. Says the Gemara, v'chi chamaso meruba mitzulso mayhavi, but still, even if there is more sunlight than shade, in other words, even if the tree is not a very leafy tree and doesn't provide a very effective covering, it's not like a totally closed canopy, but still, why is it kosher? Mayhavi, hakam etzaref schach pasul bahadei schach kosher. The schach pasul, which is the branches on the tree, are being combined with schach kosher. So Rashi over here says in the second skinny line, hakam etzaref schach pasul mechuber schach pasul hu. Why are the branches of a tree schach pasul? I thought that you could cover a tree with branches. I mean, that's what we do, right? We cover it with bamboo. You could cover it with tree branches and stuff. True, says Rashi, but when it's mechuber, it's going to be pasul. D'chsiv, ba'aspecha migarnecha umikvecha. Mimashata ma'atseif migarnecha asa sukoscha. Bepsolas goren, kagon kashen, bepsolas yekev, kagon eshkolos rekanos uzmoros. That it's with the psoles of the harvest that you make the schach with. In other words, after everything is harvested, what happens when it's harvested? It's all detached from the ground. It's all cut from the ground. That's when you're allowed to put it on top of a sukkah. That's when you're allowed to use it for schach. Alma tolosh be'inan. So we see that the schach has to be talush, it has to be detached. Umahani tzel ilon tzel aschach v'hashlem tzilsa shel sukkah. So however, over here the problem is that the schach, that the tree branches are considered to be schach pasul, and therefore the schach pasul, which is hanging on top of the sukkah, should be mitzaref with the schach kosher, which is on the sukkah, and should serve to pasul the schach that's on top of the sukkah, because you're sitting in a sukkah which doesn't have kosher schach. It does have kosher schach. The schach that I put on it is kosher. Yeah, but above that is schach that's still attached to the ground, and that is going to be pasul to be used for schach. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa b'shechavtan. So Rashi says, no, we're talking about where you lowered the branches down. And Rashi says over here, inside b'shechavtan, hishpil anafav lamata, that you lowered the branches down to the level of the schach on the sukkah, muravinim schach kosher, ve'ein nirin ba'ayin. And you can't really distinguish between what's a tree branch and what's a schach, because you lowered everything down. The schach kosher rub alav. And the case that Rashi is describing, the assumption that the Gemara is making, is that the schach kosher is greater than the schach pasul. Umevatla, and it therefore is mevatla the schach pasul. The midaraisa kol mili batal baruba k'detam masisin amayaschichach maruba meam kshera. So in other words, if you bring the schach down, then we can already operate with the bittel concept. Because if you put the schach pasul down on the schach kosher, then the schach pasul doesn't look like a separate entity. So if the kosher schach outnumbers the pasul schach, it's going to be fine. The problem is, if you leave the schach up there just as a tree branch, so it's going to be schach pasul because it's attached. The problem is, it's not together with the other schach on top of the sukkah. Because it is visibly separate from the schach on top of the sukkah, it's considered to be a davar chashuv. And because it's a davar chashuv, it's not going to be batal barov. So it turns out, if you build your sukkah underneath a tree, should be that if the tree branches are just hanging on top of the schach, it should be pasul, because you have schach pasul mixed in with schach kosher. We're not going to apply a concept of bittul because they're very, very separate. And the tree branch is a davar chashav unto itself. However, if you lower the tree branch down onto the schach, even though it's still attached, so in a chanami, it's still schach pasul, because now it is impossible to distinguish between the schach pasul and the schach kosher. We're going to apply the principle of bittul, and it's bittul barov, and therefore it's all going to be fine. Says the Gemara, but ibish achavtan maila memra. But if you are lowering the branches, so what's the chiddush? Of course, you're going to use the principle of bittul barov, and you're going to kasher the sukkah. Says the Gemara, and well, mal detayman igzar hecha de chavtan ote eka de lo chavtan kamash melon de lo gazrinan. That I might think that you would be gozer, that even where you lower the branches, it's still going to be pasul. Up to a case where they're attached to the tree and you didn't lower them. So I might think to make a gzera in order to protect from thinking that it might be kosher even if you build the sukkah under the tree stam and don't lower the branches. Kamash malan, that we are not gozer. But hanami tanina, but we also learn this, because hidla alea sagefen, because we learn that if you take a vine and you lift it on top of the schach, you lift it on top of the sukkah, vesa delas, or gourds, vesa kisin, or ivy, and we're talking about where they're all attached to the ground. So instead of talking about branches of a tree which are hanging over the sukkah, which you're lowering onto the schach, we're talking about stuff like ivy and vines that grow along the ground and on the walls. If you lift that on top of the schach, and they're still attached to the ground, so it says, v'sichach al gabam psula, then it's going to be pasul. If you put the schach on top of that, then it's going to be pasul. V'mayasichach harba mehem, oshakotzasan ksheira. However, if you put down a lot of schach, or if you cut them, then it's going to be kosher. So what does it mean that if you put a lot of schach, or if you cut them, it's going to be kosher? So, hey, chedami, what case are we talking about, says the Gemara? Ilema b'shalo chavtan. If you were talking about a case where you didn't cut the ivy or the vines or whatever they were, so they're still attached to the ground, how come it's tarif schach posel and schach kosher? So we're obviously talking about a case where that the schach posel is going to be misarif with schach kosher, and therefore why is it going to be kosher? It should be a posel a sukkah. Elalav kishachavton. Elamai, we're talking about a case where you lifted it on top of the sukkah and then you tied it down. So therefore it is indistinguishable from the schach kosher, and therefore, because of a principle of bittel barov, the schach is going to be okay. Ushmamina delo gazrinan, and so therefore, it's a raya that we're not going to be gozer even in a case b'shechavton otu b'shelochavton. Says the Gemara. So why do we need it? So if we already taught me this halacha by stuff that's attached to the ground that I'm putting on top of the sukkah, why do you need to teach me the same halacha by stuff that's on top of the sukkah that I'm pulling down to the top of the sukkah? So because I might think that that type of sukkah is kosher only b'diyeved, b'lechatchila, we shouldn't do it because there is a concept of ein mevatlin iser lechatchila, and therefore I might think that this is a case where I'm being mevatlin iser lechatchila because right now I have schach pasul on top of the sukkah, so my sukkah is no good. If I lower the schach and I tie it down to the sukkah, then it's going to be batul barov. So I might think that's a problem of mevatlin iser lechatchila. Kamash malon, it's not. Why? Because mevatlin iser lechatchila only applies by a chefsa shel iser. Here, the sukkah is not a chefsa shel iser. It's just built in a way that's not kosher. But that's very different than having something which is a chefsa shel iser. Says the Gemara in Avaiter, Tan Rabbanan. So sukkah al gabe sukkah. So now we talk about a double-decker sukkah. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, basukos teishvu. It says basukos teishvu, that you have to dwell in a sukkah on sukkahs. Velo basukah shetachas a sukkah, that you can't fulfill the mitzvah in a sukkah which is underneath another sukkah. Velo basukah shetachas a ilan, nor with a sukkah that's underneath a tree. Velo basukah shebetoch habayis, nor with a sukkah that's inside a house. So says the Gemara, adarabba, basukos tarti mashma. So adarabba, by sukkos, how do we read it? So it's in the Gemara, if you look in the Gemara, the girsa that we have in the Gemara is basukos with two vavs. However, if you look in the Mesoras Hashas, the way that this word of basukos is spelled in the pasuk is actually basukos without any vavs. So it says says the Gemara now basukos, even though the ksiv is without vavs, the kri is with vavs, but basukos tarti mashma. So if it says basukos teishvu and sukos is rabim because it has vavs, doesn't it mean that I could also fulfill the mitzvah if I'm sitting inside two sukkos? How could I sit inside two sukkos? Obviously, I can't sit inside two sukkos at the same time. No, but what I could do is I could sit in a sukkah, al gabe sukkah. So aren't we talking about a case where there's a double-decker sukkah and it's still going to be fine? So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, basukos ksiv. Yeah, that it says basukos. In other words, you're pronouncing it basukos, but the way that the word is written is without any vavs. And Tosfos over here says basukos, second to last Tosfos on the page, va'afilu l'mandyamar yesh im l'mikra, even according to the Madamar who says yesh im l'mikra, that we follow the ksiv, moda delo l'chinam nechtav ha-masores, k'defrishas la'el, that he says that still... That even whatever you're going to hold the machlokas yeshem lemikra yeshem lemesores, there's got to be some reason why the Torah writes the word a certain way and we pronounce the word a different way. So even though we pronounce the word basukos and that implies rabim, that I'm allowed to fulfill the mitzvah sitting in a sukkah underneath a sukkah, I still have to pay attention to the fact that in the pasuk the word is written basukos without a vav. It's like almost basukas. So doesn't that tell me that I can only sit in a single sukkah? So says the Gemara. We'll just read the introduction. We'll leave the rest to the rabbi to finish tomorrow. But Amar Rav Yirmiya, Pamim Shashteim Ksheiros, Pamim Shashteim Psulos, Pamim Shachlatona Shera Vel Yona Psula, Pamim Shatachtona Psula Vel Yona Kshera. So not so simple that a sukkah, al gabe sukkah, is going to be pasul. The answer is, it depends. How does it depend? The rabbi will explain to us tomorrow, but really it depends on the schach coverage, how high the sukkahs are. I don't want to get into it because it goes like 7-8 lines on top of to the top of Yudam and Aleph. We only have a minute left anyway, but we'll just leave it like that. That the halacha and the Mishnah, where we say that a sukkah al gabei sukkah is psula, it's not absolute. The answer is it really depends. How does it depend? So you will have to tune in tomorrow. Hope everybody has a great day and a good Shabbos.